You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single
My daughter, faithfully live up to the words which I speak to you. Do not value any external thing too highly, even if it were seemed to be very precious to you. Let go of yourself and abide with me continually. Entrust everything to me and do nothing on your own, and you will always have great freedom of spirit. No circumstances or events will be able to upset you. Set little store on what people say. Let everyone judge you as they like. Do not make excuses for yourself. It will do you no harm. Give away everything at the first sight of a demand, even if they were the most necessary things. Do not ask for anything without consulting me. Allow them to take away even what is due you. Respect your good name. Let your spirit rise above all that, and so set free from everything, rest close to my heart, and not allowing your peace to be disturbed by anything. My pupil, consider the words which I have spoken to you. And those precious words, my friends, comes to us from Jesus to Saint Faustina in her diary. If you look in her diary, page 596. Well, welcome to the Father's Quilt, everyone, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day. We're in the end of the month of August, and you know, it's that time of year when the school year will be coming to a beginning again. The season of summer is getting closer to the end, and the kids are kind of complaining that that they have to get new things and have to get that mindset of going back to school. So there are graduations that have happened around the corner, and many emotions come along with it. Well, I thought I'd share with you, just the other day I spoke with two moms who have daughters graduating from high school. They were sharing how they thought they were going to be okay until they heard the sound of the graduation song. And it was a beautiful moment and an emotional time at the end of a season. So you've all been there, am I right, my friends? We've all been there. So what I wanted to share with you is the Bible says not to worry. God will provide for all our needs, and that is absolutely true. But why do moms continue to worry about their kids, especially their graduating teens? Do we really believe that God won't come through? Are we impatient and wanting the Lord to act quickly? Maybe we think if we worry enough, we might prevent something bad from happening. Well, I've been guilty of that, that's for sure. Whatever the case, there are worries moms have about graduating teens. And maybe you have such a teen at home. Worries that seem to affect most moms on the planet. However, there are ways to surrender those worries to the Lord and to find peace as our teens graduate and make their way into the world. So one of the things I know moms do worry about their teens and how to surrender them to God, well, they worry about their safety. Children always has and has always been a top priority for me, especially me, and for you, I'm sure. It's our God-given protective nature to want them to be safe from harm. It's just, right? But when our kids were newborns, we kept the baby monitor with us, right? And we ran to the room at the slightest sound. As they grew into toddlerhood, we followed them around, trying to prevent them from sticking things into the light sockets. And as they became teenagers, we didn't sleep until they were safe and sound in their beds. Oh my goodness. How many times I can recall picking up my son in the middle of the night, not in the wee hours of the morning. Mom, the buses aren't running now. Can you come and pick me up? Yeah, downtown Toronto, which is okay, because around 3 o'clock in the morning, it's all green lights all the way down Yonge Street to college and university. So it's okay. But God, may the Lord help me when I was in my pajamas and house coat and driving in the middle of the night, and if I was caught speeding or whatever, they'd think, oh my gosh, where is this woman going, right? So safety is one area in which moms never stop worrying. And when our teens graduate, old worries turn to new worries as they gain independence and eventually they set out on their own. But Proverbs 18 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and we are safe. This verse is key to surrendering our worries to God. His name is a strong tower. We can pray the name of Jesus over our teens every time worry sets in. This doesn't guarantee our children's physical safety, but it does put our minds at rest knowing that we have a dependable God who is a shield and a fortress. Surrendering this worry isn't easy, but it's necessary for trusting God and living without constant anxiety. So if you're having trouble trusting God for your child's safety, well, don't hesitate to talk to your parish priest or deacon, someone you trust, and talk about that. Here's a little wee prayer for that. Lord, please help me surrender the safety of my teen to you. In the name of Jesus, help me trust that you are watching over them. Instead of worrying, lead me to pray your name over my child, knowing you are their strong tower of safety. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my friends, I still worry, and I have a married daughter and a son in Montreal, and I still worry, so I still do the same thing. Next one is we worry about friends, right? Our teens, high school friends, they graduate, they move on to college or the workplace, and surrounding themselves with new friends, we don't know who they are. We worry that they might get caught up in bad circles and be influenced to compromise their integrity. Without our supervision, we don't know what kinds of activities they'll be involved in, which can cause us to fret over the choices they're going to make. While we hope we've trained our kids to recognize character traits that don't promote godly living, we also know how easy it is to go with the flow and follow the crowd. We remember 1 Corinthians 15 that says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." And so we'll feel helpless to prevent our teens from being deceived. So instead of worrying about our teens' circle of friends, let's pray for godly influences in their lives. Let's ask God for opportunities for our kids to connect with other Christians. It doesn't do us any good to worry, but it does a lot of good to pray for the right people to come along at the right time. Lord, please bring Christ followers into my teen's life as examples of what it means to live for you. Shield my child from bad company, that they might be protected from immorality. Send them good friends into their lives and help them develop healthy relationships that will build them up and not tear them down. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Next one, my friends, and was always a worry for me too, is we worry about substance abuse. It is a huge worry for parents because it's something that can have devastating and lifelong consequences. We worry our kids are going to be tempted to try alcohol and recreational drugs. And of course, we know that marijuana is legal. And it's legal in not only here, but in, it seems, in a lot of places around the world, in a lot of countries. We, you know, so we fret over the possibility that our teens will be drinking and driving and hurt someone. We know that mind-altering substances can prevent our kids from thinking clearly, leading them to make foolish and rash decisions. Mums, I know, this issue demands intercession. I suggest gathering two or three, and for prayer partner, join together in prayer for protection from substance abuse. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 18. Truly I tell you that if two or three are gathered in more in my name, I will be there in the midst of them. Right? So you know that. So get a hold of your friend, girlfriends, even over the phone. You don't have to meet. Just even or via Zoom if you like, you know, but get together with your friends, and even if they don't have teens, and they, you know, just having two or three prayer partners like that is a wonderful thing. So take the issue seriously. Get together with your friends. This is one of the best and most powerful things you can do for them, is to pray for your friend, your daughter, your son, so that our Blessed Mother, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, she will intercede on your behalf. Blessed Mother, you know my worries and substance about substance abuse and my teenager. I feel helpless to prevent them from getting into compromising situations. Please intervene, Blessed Mother, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lead them away from such temptations and strengthen them to resist alcohol and drugs. Put your hedge of love and protection around them and convict them by your Spirit to remain sober and free from substance abuse. Thank you. Thank you, Blessed Mother, for hearing our fervent prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen. So there is another little prayer for you, my friends, especially our mums today. So the next one, brothers and sisters, is, you know, whether your teen has their whole life planned out, you know, maybe you have such a child who already knows what they want, what they're going to be doing, and that's great. But there are those, you know, who really don't know yet, you know, and that's okay. You know, I mean, they're just coming out of, when you think about it, grade 12 is just like 17, 18 year olds, you know, I mean, it's kind of young to be starting university. I appreciate it very much when the government and our ministry had grade 13. That extra year of school, I think, just adds that little bit of maturity and that resistance and resilience into our children to be prepared for what's out there for university and college. I would have loved to have seen grade 13 continue permanently. I really think 4 years of high school isn't quite enough. I really don't. But that's my opinion. And there are those kids, of course, that are mature enough for grade for university, but it doesn't hurt to have an extra year of that, just building that solid foundation for them, I think, anyways. As a retired teacher, I saw many grade 12s that, I don't know, I would have loved to have seen grade 13. Anyways, worrisome thoughts enter our minds, such as what career they're going to choose. Are they going to be successful? Will they handle money responsibly? Remember when you know, how many times they'll phone you for money? That's when they'll call you. Many times we want our children to succeed without experiencing any obstacles, right? We all want them to go through school, be happy, healthy, and, you know, we don't want to have them experience any difficulties, but no parent wants their children to face a hardship. Yet often it's those trials, my friends, that makes us stronger and draws closer to God. So instead of worrying about our children's, our teenagers' decisions, let's surrender our concerns to God and ask Him to lead them in the way they should go. And if you look at Psalm 32, so yeah, I always tell you about Psalm 91 for protection, and that's a great one. So there's nothing wrong with Psalm 91. But Psalm 32, yeah. All right, so just bear with me, everybody. It's actually called The Joy of Forgiveness. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. So I've got Psalm 32 and it's verse 8. Here it is. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So there it is, my friends. There it is. What a comforting verse for us worrying moms. Not only can we claim this verse for our own lives, but we can also pass it on to our teens as they've graduated from high school and begin making their own life decisions. Again, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So how beautiful is that? What a reassuring verse is that, Psalm 32. So a prayer of surrender. Here we go. Lord, thank you for instructing us and teaching us the way and we should go. We trust your counsel, the counsel that guides us and our children. Thank you for keeping your loving eye on my teenager as they grow up and make their own decisions in life. Help me to trust you fully and surrender them completely to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So there is, I hope, brothers and sisters, a real comforting prayer. Then the last one, especially us as Catholics, devoted Catholics, practicing Catholics, is we don't want our children to lose their faith. We would hope that maybe they would attend a mass at some point during their school year. And, you know, if they don't go to a public, there are services on campus, no matter what. I think most universities have for different religious denominations. So, you know, encourage your daughter or son to attend a mass among their peers. And I think that would be really, really amazing. So yeah, we worry about their faith, right? We do. And worries in life, our teen's heart towards God is really most concerning. Prayers for our children's salvation is probably the most common prayer of every Christian parent on earth. We know this life is not all there is. We all face eternity with or without Jesus. And one of our roles as parents is intercession, the call to pray without ceasing. That means all of us, we have a responsibility. You know, there was a time when my son, and this is a, you know, my son was on drugs. And it was not serious drugs, but, you know, it was out there. It was pretty available. And I prayed and prayed and I prayed for years, brothers and sisters. And he's drug free. And I thank Lord Jesus for that. Thank you, Blessed Mother. But I prayed without ceasing. I cried a lot, but I prayed without ceasing. So praying without ceasing becomes a reality when our teen's faith is at stake. And now, you know, he goes. He'll go to church. He'll find a church. You know, I mean, think about it. Montreal, how many Catholic churches are there, right? But the comforting thing, guess what? God wants a relationship with our kids. He won't stop pursuing them. He won't give up on them. So even though you may be frustrated and exhausted and worried, God Almighty has not stopped keeping an eye on them. So as your son or daughter might have graduated, they're going to move to a season of figuring things out for themselves. No longer will we be able to insist that they go to church or read their Bible or even pray your rosary, no matter how many rosaries you send to them. Whatever we can, what we can do right here and now, brothers and sisters, is pray for our sons and daughters to yield to the Savior. So if you're constantly worried about your teen's faith, remember this. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So I need you to surrender your worry to God and know in your heart of hearts that he is a patient, loving, and kind God. Continue to encourage your teen, to walk in the ways of God and to grow in faith. Pray hard, brothers and sisters. Pray hard. The Father knows the desires of your heart and mine, and it is the desire of his heart that none should perish, but everyone come to repentance, including your son or daughter, your teenage son and daughter. So before I go into a prayer of surrender, I want you to hang in there, okay? I want you to open up Psalm 91. Pray with your child before they embark off to residence or they're into another town or another province, wherever they may be going, right? It's a big step, I know. It's a big step. I remember our daughter before she went into teacher's college here at York University in Toronto, and she had the opportunity to go, where was it? I think it was, it was up north, way up north. In fact, to get to the school, she would land in the province, I think it was Manitoba, and then from wherever she was landing in Manitoba, she had to take another little plane to get to the school area where that was. It wasn't like for our Aboriginal children, it wasn't a school that was that remote, but it was still, it was quite remote in itself. And I really didn't want her to go that far away. And somehow they delayed in her acceptance, and York University took her right away. And, you know, that's always a gamble too, right? Do you, when students get accepted into college and university, you know, they give you a time limit of how quickly you should respond. And it's a very short period of time. They pretty well think that you have your mind made up. But what happens if your child is accepted at all the universities or colleges that they have asked for? Then, you know, that takes time to mull over. Well, they don't give you a whole lot of time to think about it. So pray. Pray, and pray together with your son or daughter before you make that decision. Maybe sleep on it. And you know what? Our beautiful God gives us a clear direction. Your mind will be at peace. Believe me, whatever decision is made, your mind will and your heart will be at peace. And so will his or her at peace. So think about that, my friend. So here is a prayer of surrender. Lord, of all the worries of my heart, my teen salvation is at the forefront. I want nothing more than for them to know you, really know you. I have raised them in the way they should go, and now their faith journey is between them and you. Please soften their heart to receive you. Continue to work in their lives as only you can. Bring them to a place of repentance and salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, how beautiful is that, right? Yes. So, don't worry. It's going to be okay. Don't worry. Everything will be okay. But pray. And I hope those, I hope they help. I really hope they help you because prayer is so important. We don't realize, as parents, we never stop praying for them. You know, my kids are adults, as I said, and I still pray for them, and I will. We will always pray. Prayer is not just something convenient that we just do once in a while when we need to. Prayer is a regular routine thing. Happens the first thing in the morning. Lord, bless this day. Be with me. Guide me. Put a piece of tape over my mouth, Lord. Make me say things that are kind, not hurtful. You know, we pray for all kinds of things, and we pray every day that our Lord be close to us always, so that we are not operating on our own, that we are operating with our Lord Jesus always at the forefront of everything we say and do. So it's so important. So don't worry, my friends. Don't worry. I know that you may think, oh, that's very easy for you to say, Christina. But I'm telling you that sometimes when our children are lost, we think, oh my goodness, what do I do now? But they will, as long as you keep praying, have faith in God, trust him. It's going to be fine. It will be okay. Everything will work out perfectly according to the will of God. So just remember that, my friends. So I hope that this broadcast, in terms of praying for our children, especially our college graduates or high school graduates, but also our daughters, you know, I think those of us who have daughters, we kind of pray for them even more so, don't we? Of course, right? You know, we don't want them to get pregnant. That's number one, I tell you. So I know it's one of the greatest privileges parents have is to pray for their children. So, and there's many kinds of prayers parents can pray, even at as I say, at different stages of their child, of your child's life, right? So if you have, let's say you have a little growing daughter, let's say you have a little girl, a little one. So here is a little prayer for your growing daughter. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dear Lord Jesus, teach me how to parent my young daughter according to your word and the way you have designed her. Give me compassion and understanding toward her when she makes childish mistakes, and help me discipline her in love when dealing with sinful attitudes and actions. I pray that you will give me a teachable spirit, and that she will mature in every way, body, soul, and spirit, blessed by you and those who observe her life. I pray that my daughter will not only grow to know about you, Father, but also believe in you and learn at an early age how to follow, listen, and obey you immediately, completely, and with right attitudes. Give her a heart hungry for truth and wisdom. I pray your word will transform her life as she grows, and that you will bless her. Show my daughter how to deal with temptations and peer pressure quickly with good judgment and wisdom. Help me to teach her how to guard her thoughts and emotions. I pray that when my daughter gets caught doing wrong, she will repent quickly. And when she does what is right, help me notice and praise what is good and valuable in her words and actions. Help me demonstrate how to love and serve others. I ask you to give my daughter encouraging, healthy friendships as she begins to sense her purpose in this world. Show me how I can help her develop skills to make her worthy contributions in life and ministry. Show my daughter how to honor you in all things. And Father, if you want her to be married someday, I pray you will guide her in that process. I pray her husband will be both strong and tender, a godly man of purity and noble character, specially prepared for her. Amen. And so, my lovely listeners, may God bless all our sons and daughters, wherever they may be in their life. God bless them all, and God bless our parents who are nurturing them and giving them their faith, helping them. Bye for now. God bless. I've got no